Hello, sport fans, and welcome to another fantastic edition of Cybersecurity Matters. Just realized that this is more of a security show than a sports show, but if you're a sports fan, hey, why not? Joining me, as always, is the man who has a much firmer collar than I do, Christian Redshaw. How are you doing today, bud?
I think you could be right today. I'm doing really well.
Who are we bringing on to the show?
Well, today we have Jamie Smith and Jesse Ferguson from Amplify Advisors, and they're all about finance and accounting. So I'm looking forward to seeing the world from an accountant's perspective.
I always like it when we have two guests at the same time. It's always a really fun dynamic in that. So I guess we'll bring them on virtually, of course, and we'll be right back with them.
Jamie and Jesse, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, first off, Jamie and Jesse, I mean, I'll direct this question first to Jamie, but love to learn a little bit more about what you guys do and how you serve the SMB community. Like I said, let's start off with Jamie, and we'll get Jesse to fill in some details after.
Perfect. So Amplify Advisors is the CPA firm that we own, and we serve the small, medium business community in a couple different services. Our core service is fractional CFO, which is an opportunity for growing companies to get that executive level support that they need because of their ambitions and growth. But when they don't necessarily need the 40 to 60 hours that a CFO would spend on a company if they were full time, and they certainly don't have the budget for $200,000+ of base salary. So it gives clients an opportunity to get the level they need, but at a fractional, scalable perspective. So that's our core service line. In addition to that, we do a similar service for controllers, so a lower level service when the CFO needs support but isn't ready to commit to a full-time controller. We do accounting services, which is an upgraded version of bookkeeping. And then, of course, we do consulting work, which is projects to help with the people, the process, and the automation within the finance and accounting department. So those are the core services that we provide to small and medium business. And we also have a recruiting arm, which helps with all size businesses. And that's placing CPAs when people are ready to commit to either full-time permanent or they want a contractor on their team outside of the Amplify service offering. So really trying to design ourselves to help with any accounting or finance challenge that a business would have, and giving it at a level that really prioritizes growth and scale.
Essentially, you're committing to a one-year contract there, and it helps from a client perspective. They're really making an investment in that 1 year, so it's not come in for a couple months and help me with something. It's really a mindset shift that they're bringing in someone that's part of their team. We try and differentiate in terms of our client experience in that service line. So, you get the stigma of accountants that they want to talk about your numbers and help you with your numbers. But, you know, our perspective is that you can actually help a client with their numbers if you don't know them as a person and what their goals and ambitions are, not just in their business, but in life in general. Because an entrepreneur that wants to develop a company and has a 20-year time horizon is going to have a much different strategy and ambition than someone that wants to grow it and sell it within 5 years. So, you know, really understanding and getting to know our clients on a personal level. You know, there's lots of virtual CFOs out there, and that's definitely not what our model is. Our model is an in-person part of the team experience that you get. So
how has COVID changed that in-person model? Have you had to adapt more of a virtual capability? Have businesses been more understanding in terms of sort of that in-person setting? I'm just curious how COVID has maybe changed or morphed your model. Sorry, let's start with Jamie then.
Yeah. So what we've always said is we match the culture of the client. And as Jesse said, we, when you hire us as the fractional CFO, we join the executive team, and that's part of that process. If you're looking for an accountant just to accomplish certain tasks, that would be sold to you as a consulting project, not the fractional CFO, which is a whole approach and methodology with the client experience promise. And so we always match the culture of the client. So to be honest with you, our clients were all over the map during COVID. We had some that were very conservative and specific in their, in how they outlined the regulations. And we were virtual, obviously, as was the whole executive team. And just like everyone else on the executive team, we had the ebbs and flows of culture challenges that happened. Other cases, you know, some of our fractional CFOs didn't miss a week. They were in person all the whole time. And obviously their health and safety expectations were prominent to us at Amplify. So there was consent and decision making involved in that. But we were honestly all over, and just as we always do outside of COVID, it was about matching the culture. And so in some cases we have clients that were more virtual more often, but we always match the culture. So if all the other executives are meeting in person, we do too. Now obviously if health and safety or other restrictions come up, just like any other executive, we would be expected to be respected as a team member and you know, have those odd exceptions. But so it was interesting, obviously, because we do everything from a, you know, we're lucky enough to be a startup ourselves. So we were easily able to work from home. We didn't have the automation issues or the cloud issues or any of the other issues that we had to help our clients through. so we were ready to work from home when that's what the culture dictated. So.
Gotcha. I have one more question because I'm hogging them here, but I'll exhaust all of them before I let Christian talk. I'll aim this one at Jesse. In terms of, I know you both mentioned that you serve the SMB market. Are there certain sectors that are more receptive to, at least maybe let's just focus on the fractional CFO model for a second. Are there some sectors that are more open to that? Are you finding that you have greater abilities to get into other sectors compared to others? I'm just curious.
We've definitely found niches within certain sectors. For example, the distilling industry, we do have a fair amount of clients in that space. But I would say we're fairly industry agnostic in terms of our approach with, you know, pursuing new clients and whatnot. We really only have one key criteria when we're looking at new clients, which is, are they looking to grow? And you know, that can be kind of a pie in the sky type of aspiration. But for us, what that really means is, you know, we always use the analogy of a pizza shop. If you're a pizza shop, regardless of revenue, let's say you're doing $1 million a year as a pizza shop on a corner, you run a nice little business, you make lots of money. That's great. But if you're not looking to add a second pizza location, I don't think you really need, you know, your current bookkeeper is probably sufficient to the needs of what you need working alongside your year-end tax accountant that's going to prepare your statements. Where the complexity comes in is, you know, you're now negotiating a new lease. You now have multiple locations to analyze in terms of reporting. You know, you might need to take on bank debt, so you now have reporting requirements with the bank. So that's where we see where businesses make those decisions but actually don't have the expertise in the finance seat to be able to play a business partner role to those entrepreneurs. So that's really in terms of, you know, there's definitely sectors, you know, that are more, I guess, likely to need that, but I wouldn't say we necessarily focus specifically on one industry in particular.
I love that pizza analogy. I'm hungry now, so thank you, Jesse.
Everyone loves pizza.
I want to touch on the growth aspect of how you guys are a growth partner, but before we do, I'd like to rewind the tape back to your beginnings as a startup. And even before that, I believe you guys come from the Big Four background. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what it was that you saw in terms of the opportunity and the inspiration to actually start the company, looking at how Big Four operations run and connect with their clients and engage with the clients. What was it out there in the marketplace? I'm imagining specifically in terms of small and medium-sized businesses that you saw as an opportunity to form a business and take a step and serve and be so successful.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a couple things there. Jesse and I met at one of the Big Four, and we have both have a history of working at Big Four. And obviously we saw an opportunity where you could bring that best of the big to the small and medium space and really bring that professionalism and that approach and that actual dedication and clear client experience promise versus just, you know, working ad hoc or being a solopreneur, which is a lot of what we see serving the small and medium business. Mm-hmm. So they do good work, but they often get outgrown by their clients, right? Because they just can't keep up with the technical complexities of what's happening within those businesses. So the opportunity when we were doing a business case actually within Deloitte was pretty clear to us that the small, medium business, I mean, they employ the great majority of Canadians. They Yes. make up a huge portion of the economy. And the reality is that in our experience, the Big Four that we played with really weren't focused on them as target market, and it didn't match their core competencies. So there was a real opportunity to serve that market in a way that we didn't think was being offered within Canada and specifically right now within Calgary. And frankly, the impact and like from a, you know, we often get asked these weird questions where people will be like, well, why would she want to be the CFO for my company if she's been the CFO of a $1 billion entity, right? We get asked that and they kind of act like, well, why would they want to be slumming it? Is sort of the impression they get. And that's not at all how our team sees it, because the opportunity to work with small, medium business is so much more impactful because, mm-hmm. you know, you talk to people, you know, the impact it has on the wife or the husband, you know, the impact it has on their kids and on the actual consumers of the products or services that are being offered in the community. And I mean, COVID really emphasized that, right? Because when we were talking to our clients, they weren't worried about like, what's the value of my business? They were worried about, when can I bring those people back onto payroll that I had to let go? Mm. You know, so it's just a much more tangible way of doing business and seeing what a difference you make. And sometimes when you're doing accounting for a multi-billion dollar international company, it just feels like spreadsheets, you know, so
like you're a cog in a massive machine.
Yeah, you really are, right? So not that you aren't doing important work, but it's harder to see the direct line. You need much more imagination.
So. Absolutely. That is really awesome. So for Jesse, I'll direct this next question over to you. A lot of times we explain that cybersecurity is a growth factor for a company, and it's not mm-hmm. something that probably people normally file in the growth category. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that accounting is very similar in that, you know, you guys are a growth partner for your clients. How in the world does accounting and what you guys do factor into helping a company grow? What's the connection there?
Couple things I would say on that point. One is scale. And my experience, you know, prior to, I've kind of gone in and out of Big Four, and then in terms of industry, I've worked as a CFO full time, as a, you know, hired full time. And what I found when we move into the medium business space is that if you haven't laid the foundation of scale, it oftentimes a company will essentially get in the way of themselves. So, you know, it's the kind of a broad statement, but what does that mean? It means, you know, many clients that can't get access to additional bank financing because they don't have someone that can actually tell a story in terms of the financial mm-hmm. numbers, whether it's historical, i.e. where we've been and how does that look, and then where you're going. So I would say we put in, you know, practical processes, and not from a, not from a regulatory controls perspective, but really practical in terms of, you know, right now the founder is kind of the linchpin of let's say all expenses, and everything needs to go with him. Well, how do we take him, but still give him the comfort that the spending is actually under control and being the assets are being deployed on a useful and efficient basis. And so removing people out of, you know, I guess removing hats off of people to allow them to focus on the areas of the business that are going to allow them to grow is a big part, I would say, of what we do there in terms of scaling, helping scale the business. And then, you know, the other thing is obviously just a lot of times it's just the business partnering. So, you know, when we've seen it a couple different clients that we've brought on recently where even in the first month, this is the first time they've had someone to bounce business ideas off of and almost dump their stress on someone else. And you know, all of our people have been CFOs of decent sized businesses, but they do have a passion for people. Right. And so, you know, we have one client that we recently onboarded. I don't think they've done any accounting in the first month because that's not actually what the owner really needed. He needed someone to talk about, hey, I need this kind of funding and I got these people challenges, and he hasn't had someone to really dump those problems onto in the past. And it's been almost a stress relief to say, I got someone now that I can, you know, open up to and talk about my future growth aspirations and where the challenges are, and can you help me solve those problems? So, you know, being a problem solver is so crucial to a lot of these entrepreneurs that really are sitting there kind of on an island by themselves and, you know, carrying their own stress loads. So, you know, those are, I'd say, the two areas that we differentiate in.
That's awesome. I love the narrative that the two of you are weaving. It's very, very compelling. And it's like Christian was alluding to, you know, at least on the cybersecurity side, very similar to what we're trying to weave as well. And we have a few minutes left, so just a couple more quick questions. So in terms of geography, so are your clients, do you serve Canada, North America, certain provinces? What's the current client landscape look for you guys?
So we started out in Calgary, and as we mentioned before, we don't do a virtual model. We match the culture of the clients. So right now we have the vast majority of our clients and team are in Calgary, but we definitely are across Alberta, and we do have some Vancouver clients. We are building scale internally as well. So our intention is to go into other centers more deliberately with city leaders over the next 18 months or so. And likely that Vancouver would be our next place to look at very, very seriously. But currently we have clients in Vancouver, we have clients in Jasper, Canmore, Edmonton, and Calgary, and across the province. So
we hear Vancouver is a very nice place.
I actually grew up near there, so yeah. Oh, nice. I grew up in Moose Jaw, but we don't need CFOs in Moose Jaw, really.
if someone wants to get a hold of you guys or get a hold of Amplify Advisors, what's the best way that they can reach out?
The best place to reach us would be to go through our website. We just launched a new brand refresh and a new website, so very open to feedback as well, and that is amplifyadvisors.ca.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much.
And there's a meeting like link that you can book a meeting on there, and one of our people will be in touch.
You'll have your people get in touch with our people.
That sounds wonderful. I love what you guys are doing in the cyberspace as well. We had the opportunity to have you present to our client and CPA network, and the feedback we're getting is incredible. And apparently cyber is a very sexy topic. And I'm excited to learn more and never keep up because it seems to change every day, which makes it challenging.
It feels good to finally start being sexy. We haven't been for a long time. So thank you for that validation.
lots of great collaboration to be had. And we're very grateful for you both taking time out of your day to join us today.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Jesse, Jamie, thank you so much. And Dominic and I will be right back to wrap things up.
Our thanks again to Jamie and Jesse for joining us on the Cybersecurity Matters podcast. And as always, please make sure to check out the Conversation That Matters YouTube page for previous Cybersecurity Matters podcasts, as well as a slew of other awesome podcasts that you should be checking out in the spare time, which I'm sure you all have. But until next time, for Christian and I, we'll be signing off, and we'll see you next week on Cybersecurity Matters.